Psalm 10. Why do you stand far off, O Lord? Why do you hide yourself in times of trouble? Now this is the old question. God, where are you? Come through for me. The wicked in his pride persecutes the poor, but let them be taken in the plans that they have imagined against others. For the wicked boasts of his heart's desire and blesses those who are covetous, whom the Lord hates. The wicked, for the pride of his face, will not seek after God. God is not in all his thoughts. So you see, the reason why people don't believe is because of pride. This is the problem. Because to humble yourself before God means admitting that you are wrong and he is right. So I don't think that all the excuses that people make about why they can't believe in God are really any more than simple pride. Their ways are always hurtful, but your judgments are far above, out of their sight. As for all his enemies, he puffs at them. He has said in his heart, I shall not be moved, for I shall never be in need. I think that sounds like the rich fool who built his bigger barns, thinking, I shall never be in need. His mouth is full of cursing and deceit and fraud, but under his tongue there is mischief and vanity. But you know what? These verses here are sort of quoted by Paul in Romans, and he says that's all of us. So here we read about these things and think, ah, yes, that's the wicked, proud man. But then Paul says, you know, that's all of us, and we're all guilty before God. So that puts a slightly different perspective on it. These wicked people sit in the lurking places of the villages, in the secret places they murder the innocent. Their eyes are privately set against the poor. He lies in wait secretly like a lion in his den. He lies in wait to catch the poor. He catches the poor when he draws him into his net. He crouches and humbles himself just like a lion goes down low before he pounces so that the poor man may fall. So these people appear to be humble, but they're only just crouching down like a lion does before it pounces. He has said in his heart, God has forgotten. He hides his face. He won't see it. Arise, O Lord. O God, lift up your hand. Don't forget the humble. So people say in their heart, God has forgotten. But I don't suppose they actually say those words. But that is their attitude, that God forgets. And we tend to think that, ah, yeah, well, I did that wrong. But that was a long time ago. But God doesn't forget like that. That's why it's really important that as soon as you sin, as quickly as possible, you confess that sin and ask God to forgive you, and not think that the passage of time will somehow make it go away, because God doesn't look at things like that. Why does the wicked get away with hating God? He says in his heart, God will not require it. Well, yeah, that's what they think in their heart. That's their attitude, that there won't be a day of judgment. God, you have seen it. You behold mischief and hatred, and you will one day respond with your hand. The poor commits himself unto you. You are the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and the evil man. Seek out his wickedness till you find none. Yahweh is king for ever and ever. The nations are perished out of his land. Lord, you have heard the desire of the humble. So again, you see how humility is so necessary. And if you're not humble, then God won't hear you. You will prepare their heart. You will cause your ear to hear, to judge the fatherless and the oppressed, that the man of the earth may no more oppress. Now, of course, all this will finally come true when Jesus comes back to establish his kingdom. Then there will be the day of judgment. And for now, we have to live in faith that day will come and that all wickedness will be punished then.